associating so much with these generational curses. When we have our own generational blessings,
your sins are forgiven. That means that you are a candidate for the miraculous. It does not matter where you are. Once you hear my voice, the power of God will meet you.
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has the life. We have the life of the Son of God. We are not ordinary.
You're about to listen to the visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. There is a way of the spirit. There is a circuit of the spirit. There is a way things happen in the realm of the spirit. And is that way I'll be talking about this evening briefly. There's a way of the spirit. There's a way that it normally comes. It might go some other way, but there is a way it normally comes. That's why this evening I'll be talking about prophetic interventions. There are ways that miracles happen. But the way that the miracles happen, they take one of these three forms I'll be talking to you about. There was a king, his name was Ahab. And he wanted to go to battle with the enemies of Israel. And he was with the king of Judah. His name was Jehoshaphat. And it was the tradition of kings in those days to find out, to consult before going to battle. So they had consulted and everything, the way seemed clear. But Jehoshaphat was not satisfied. He felt uncomfortable. This 2 Chronicles, I think chapter 18, he felt uncomfortable. And then he said, have you consulted with the prophets? Ahab said, I've consulted with all the prophets. They said, we should go ahead. He said, is there not another prophet? They said, yes, there is another prophet. Ahab said, but that prophet, his own is just to be bringing bad news. He belongs to opposition party. Joseph has said, let's just call him. Let him say what he has to say. So they call the prophet. His name is Micaiah. And he comes and stands in front of a king. And he says that, should the king go to battle or should he stay? Micaiah said, the king should go to battle, for God has given his enemies into his hands. When he said that, Ahab said, it's a lie. It's a lie. Say what is inside your mind. I know you can never say anything good. Say what is truly inside your mind. Micaiah said, you want me to say what is truly inside my mind? What God has revealed to me? If the king goes to battle, he will come back from there. He will die there. And then the chief prophet, the one that was the leader of the ones that have been prophesying, Zedekiah, he came out and smote Micaiah, gave him a hot slap. And then the question he asked is very interesting. It's this same question. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, came near, this man is in the spirit, and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? Because he understood that there is a circuit of the spirit. This same Hebrew word that is used there, for which way went the spirit of the Lord, is the one that is used in Ecclesiastes 11:5, when it says, as thou knowest what is the way of the spirit. There is a circuit of the spirit. There is a way the spirit does things. Micaiah's response was another vision. I saw the king of the whole heart say, who will cause Ahab to go down to battle so that he can die there? And a spirit rose up and said, I will. He said, how will you do it? He said, I will be in the mouth of his prophets as a lying spirit. So I said, so is it God that sanctioned a lying spirit? Many times what you see are interpretations of manifestations. Let me tell you two things about the prophetic. Many times everybody carries an aura. Do you understand? most times there are a grade of prophets that all they interact with is that aura. That is, I can move like this. I don't have time, but I can move like this. And if I come like this, I will start having words of knowledge. If I go forward like that, the words of knowledge will change. And those words of knowledge are based on proximity to the target. And that's why if I move from there and come here, the things that we start sensing will change. It's because people carry an aura. And there are people that have problems that are standing on God's word. You won't smell that aura around them. Unless there is a prophet that can see into the mind of God, you will never know. So many times what people interact with, prophet, and there's nothing wrong with it though. But is that aura you are carrying? You might be discouraged and discouraged. The prophet say, be careful. I'm seeing discouragement around you. Your joy has come. Is that aura he's interacting with? But for somebody to have a problem and not to have that aura, and somebody can see through, like Micaiah saw through, and saw the things happening behind the scenes in the realm of the spirit, he talks about a depth of prophetic power. Second thing that we see from that scripture is that when God coughs, everything obeys. If I've preached a message before, I don't know what's the title of that message in your church that first time I came, about the Spirit of God. Is it the dimensions of the Spirit of God? Dimensions of the Spirit of God. That many of you know, there are times that people say, you know, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. The Holy Ghost does not drive people. We don't know why people should be under the power and screaming when the Holy say the Holy Ghost, you know. Because it will be presumptuous to think you know everything about God. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was baptized. He was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. Driven. Do you know what it means to be driven? That means they just saw somebody running, wet man, running into the wilderness. The Bible says he was the Holy Ghost. While Peter yet spake these words, tonight, it is while Moyo yet spake these words. The Holy Ghost fell. If somebody should put something with weight on top of this roof and drop it on your head, you know what will happen to you. Now think of weight coming, intergalactic weight coming and falling on people. Because the Holy Ghost is a person. The Holy Ghost is a driving force. When is a driving force, it means that it can drive anybody and anything to fulfill God's purpose for your life. God said, Cyrus, my servant, whose hands are holding up to loose the loins of kings unto him and to open the two-leaved gates that might not be shut, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. When you read scripture, you think Cyrus was a ruthless king. In the order of Genghis Khan. If you have here read the story of the Mongolian king, Genghis Khan. Cyrus was a ruthless king. When the Bible says, I have anointed Cyrus, it's not talking about the way he has anointed you. It's talking about coming upon him as a driving force. Elijah was looking for an answer from heaven when he became suicidal. So he climbed, he went up looking for an answer. And then an angel appeared to him and said, eat, for the journey is great. He ate, he slept, he woke him up again, said, eat again, no. Journey is great. He ate, he went on that journey 40 days. When he got there, when God was supposed to be waiting for him, as he got there, God asked him, he said, Elijah, what are you doing here? He said, I've been zealous for the Lord my God, though. But now I'm the only one left. He said, Elijah, what brought you here? He said, I've been zealous for the Lord my God. I'm the only one left. It is a dangerous thing to feel that you are the only one left. many times with people, once they feel they are the only one left, God cannot use them again. We are the only church preaching the truth. We are the only people preaching the truth of God's word. It was at this point that Elijah's ministry finished though. God said, when you go back, anoint Elisha to take your place. Anoint Jehu. Anoint Isaiah, king of Syria. All those things that God told him to do, he didn't do. It's only Elisha anointed. He left the rest. It was showing annoyance. Elisha, come. Anointed that one. When they finally sent someone to anoint Jehu, that the word of God might come to pass, they advised that man. He said, when you get there, as you are anointing him, if you know what is good for you, wear spike shoes. As you are anointing, be anointing like this with one leg. As the oil just drop like this, turn and take off. Because the thing that is coming upon, anointing is for the Holy Ghost to come upon people. But he said, the thing that is coming upon him, he might start with you. He said, but I'm the one that is anointing. He does not know the difference between the anointer and the anointed though. He does not know the difference. So this is driving force that is coming upon him. The man did so. As the anointed, he took off. Jehu stood up. He needed that driving force because he was the one that will bring the prophecy concerning Jezebel to pass. When they saw him driving, they said, who is that one driving? He's driving furiously. The anointed affected his chariot. The anointing affected it. He saw people. He said, what are you people doing here? He said, come and see my zeal for the Lord. That is, come and see, come and see uselessness. Come and see the way I will finish people. And that's somebody that was anointed of God. So there is a sense of the driving force where the Holy Ghost will come upon your MD to favor you. Sir, you don't know my MD. My MD is a Ogoni man. I don't care. That's what I'm telling you. It doesn't matter whether your MD is an Ogoni man. It does not make any difference. This driving force comes upon people born again or not born again. The way it came upon Jehu, it be the way it came upon Cyrus the anointed. It will come upon your MD. It will come upon the people that are cooking the list. A list of 1,000 people. We are only choosing 3 people. Their cousins' names are there. Their village people's names are there. But the only one they can see is your name. It's the driving force of the Spirit. That's the circuit of the Spirit. When I was preaching that message, when we released it on Telegram channel, somebody listened to it. And there was a prophetic word I gave in that meeting that he listened to. He heard me say, I am seeing somebody on a list being moved to the top. I am even seeing the person, your name is not on the list, your name is brought on the list and brought to the top. They were staying in Abuja. This was April this year. This testimony sent it to me in May. He was staying in Abuja. He saw a job, application for a job in the UK. He had not heard it. He told his wife, he said, for fun, let us apply for the, although we know that there is no way they will choose us. We know there is no way, but let's just, it does not hurt. There is no negative marking. So they applied. And then they heard that word. And then they started praying. Then the list came out. And they invited him for interview with many, many, many hundreds of people. And they were looking for only 3 people. Then he took that word and said he started transacting with the word. This is the way of the Spirit. You see, I was praying that word. I was praying. When you said that the name is brought, it is put on top. And then they said to you, I said, oh, we have chosen the names, your name is on there. He said, but look at what now. At this time, Ilambano, though. There are some of you in this place. The thing you are looking for is within your grasp. Don't let it go. Because the evil one will raise discouragement against you. Don't allow it to go. Lambano it. Say it belongs to me. Yes, sir, we just got a message. They sent back to me and said you are one of the three selected. And in fact, overall, you came first. That is why I'm telling you. There are some people that want to go abroad. You know, I was one of those people that used to say that God will not allow them to give birth to you in Nigeria if your destiny is not in Nigeria. Who will repair Nigeria? Who will help Nigeria? Until I saw in scriptures how God called Abraham. And he didn't say, is it not where you were born? Okay, we can't move you from here. Your destiny must be here. The first thing God told Abraham, come out of your father's house. Come out of that place to the place where I will show you. It is only God that knows where your destiny is. International borders were made by man. It's God that knows where your destiny is. And I am seeing the wild wind of the spirit carrying people. There are people in this place. You have the anointing of Joseph upon you. The answer to the prayers of people in faraway land. They rest with you. And that is why in answer to your prayer, to their prayers, the wild wind of the spirit is carrying you. I'm seeing the wild wind of God's spirit carrying people, carrying people, carrying people, carrying people. Sir, I don't even have international passport. They will do it for you. The gates of nations are opened. I tell you, the gates of nations are open in the name of Jesus, that God's plans and purposes for your life might come to fruition. You are not escaping from Nigeria. Oh. You are going to dominate in the name of the Lord. You are not escaping from this country. How shall these things be? The Holy Ghost is coming upon you. The power of the highest is overshadowing you. The impossible is made possible. In the name of Jesus. I see a country in Eastern Europe opening to somebody. I didn't say UK. Nahum chapter 1 verse 9. Prophetic interventions. The best way the Spirit of God moves is through cessation. He stops the affliction. Nahum chapter 1 verse 9. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. There is a difference. I am a teacher. I am a prophet. There is a difference between the teaching ministry and the prophetic ministry. The teaching ministry usually lays it out. The prophetic ministry puts a timeline on it. That is why Paul will say, having spoiled principalities and powers, he was talking as a teacher. But then in Romans 16, he will say, the God of peace will soon crush. But when he was talking about having spoiled principalities and powers, he spoke about it in past tense. Why is it that now he's saying the God of peace will soon, not as crushed, he said will soon. That's prophetic language. Prophetic language puts it on a timeline. That's why if you read the prophets, they were always putting a timeline on the happenings of prophetic events. Number two, prophetic ministry thrives on the breadth of scriptures. More on the breadth of scriptures than on the arrangement of scripture without violating the spirit of scripture. So many people, when they say, this thing you are saying, is it in context? This is prophetical. If you read, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Some another translation says all scripture is God breathed. That means the breath of God is in scriptures. If you look at where Jesus and Paul lifted scriptures from, it is not in context. When you read what it's saying in the New Testament, it's not in context. Why? Because prophetic ministry thrives on breath. We can say it any other way, but there is no better way to say it than to take it from the lips of the God of heaven. Listen, God is making an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Cessation, 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 cessation. Those people that things are moving in their bodies, that is cessation. God making an utter end. Affliction not rising up the second time. There are some of you, you have battled things for years. Oh, it has been picky faka. You go this way, you come back this way, you go this way, you come back this way. Tonight, God is making an utter end. I'm not hearing this, your amen. I say tonight, God is making an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. That woman with the issue of blood touched the garment of Jesus. The Bible says that that issue dried up instantly. It ceased on the spot. This Phoenician woman came and met Jesus. After that discourse, Jesus said, go, the devil is gone out of your daughter. And the devil was gone out. Cessation. Everything that troubles you ceases today. Oh. Troubling your family ceases today. In the name of Jesus. Everything troubling your mind ceases today. Troubling your relationship ceases today. Troubling your finances ceases today. Troubling your academics ceases today. Troubling your well-being is terminated today. We release miracle fire in the name of Jesus. Miracle fire, miracle fire, miracle fire, miracle fire in the name of Jesus. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. You are feeling this fire in your body. It might be HIV. It's terminated. Now, as I'm speaking, the angels that bear my words run in your midst. Years ago, I was in a particular school. One of their major meetings, I think there were like 5,000-10,000 people there. And there was a lady that grew up with a growth by her side that was there. In a federal university in Nigeria. And one of the first miracles that happened in that meeting was somebody that had an open wound for years on the leg. It dried up on the spot. This lady fell under the power, was under the power till the next day. She grew up with it. It was not even a prayer point any longer. She fell under the power till the next day. When she woke up, she knew something was different in her body. Something is different. And then she observed the growth had dematerialized. There was no sign that it was there before. As I am speaking, growths are dematerializing. Fibroid is being passed out of your body. In the name of Jesus, the strangers fade away, afraid out of their closed places. I keep having these episodes. I say something, and then suddenly it dissipates. It is over now. Nothing cuts short your joy any longer. Nothing cuts short the joy of your family any longer. Every spirit that harasses is broken in pieces. In the name of Jesus. Oppression is ending. We had years ago, I was a young man. I was in a meeting, and then I saw someone's hands moving in different directions. I saw his hand, and it was an usher there. His hand, he point like this, he smile. Then he point like this, I looked at him, I said, As a young man, no, I think I was in my early 20s. I looked. You say, sir, since that time, next year makes it 30 years of active miracle ministry. I didn't say 30 years of being born again, no. In another 2-3 years, you'll be 40 years of speaking in other tongues. So as young as you are, because God helped me, I started early. I turned to my neighbor, I said, do you see what I see? He said, you have started seeing again. I said, look at it now. He said, me, I'm not seeing anything. So after the meeting, I called him, I said, bro, can you come? He came. I said, what about that thing in your hand? He said, what, sir? I said, I saw your hand moving during the... Oh, he said, the movement. Oh, I don't know what it is, but I think it's a gift of the Spirit. I said, wait, oh. Wait, oh. Don't be in a hurry, oh. He said, I said, how does it move? He said, I don't know. Probably it's moving, pointing at people that God wants to bless. I said, I said, can you do something? Can you place your hand on my palm? He said, okay. As he placed the hand on my palm, the hand shot up like 2 inches. I started vibrating. He himself was looking at his hand. It was vibrating uncontrollably. I removed my hand. The vibration stopped. I said, put it again. He put it on top of before it touches my hand, as it just comes to my hand, it goes up like that and starts vibrating. I knew it was the devil. I didn't tell him more. I just grabbed his hand and whispered, come out. I felt that evil spirit slide by my fingers. It was coming out. How do I explain this spiritual? It came out. Immediately, it stopped. The hand became limp. I heard it. It was not shedding care any longer. He said, sir, what happened to me? I said, eh? He said, the hand. I said, what happened to the hand? He said, since I was born, this hand has never been as relaxed as this. Say, what's happening to the hand? I said, you are free. So, just like that, too. Because we are authorized. We have authority and power. See me breaking things, yeah? Once I say, it's done. It's gone. It's gone, no? It's not an assumption. I know it's from experience. It's from following the leadings of the Spirit. I know when the yoke is broken. Cessation. I was in Liberia years ago. And a young man and his fiancée had been listening to me on the radio. So they came. This should be like almost 20 years ago. So they got to a meeting. And then they came to know me. So they came to my house one of those days. And then they started telling me stories. I thought there was jazz in Nigeria. I saw that it was an African thing. Was telling me about how she was in Guinea. how she entered Cote d'Ivoire, or from Cote d'Ivoire to Guinea before entering Liberia, how when she was young, she was betrothed to a spirit. And then one day they said that you are old enough, it's time for the wedding. So they arranged wedding, as in wedding, formal wedding, no? Not in the realm of the spirit, formal wedding like this. She stood there, the uncle was giving her out in marriage. She did not see, but she was hearing the voice, a male voice around. And they were doing the rites and doing everything. As soon as they put the ring in her finger, she started seeing the foul spirits. So during the war, she ran from Cote d'Ivoire, she entered Guinea, and she entered Liberia, met this young man. The young man wanted to marry her, but can't see wahala. They had gone to a church and they were doing systematic deliverance. 2-3 weeks running. They will cast out some. They said there are many. We will padlock. They said we padlock it, then tomorrow we will come. So they had been there before she came with this young man. So when they finished the story, they said, sir, if you can give us a good date where you can pray and prepare so that you can help us with this problem. I was wearing short knicker. I was wearing one. I said, pray and prepare for what? The young man was standing in front of me. The lady was behind. I told him, shift, shift, shift. I turned to her. I said, are you ready? She looked. She said, I'm ready. I stood up in anger. I said, come out, you foul spirit. She fell under the power. She was there for almost 1 hour. When she stood up, she was totally free. We have power. I was a young man. I'm giving you testimonies of when I was a young man, so that you know that it's not because this man is a great man of God that demons are obeying him. As a young man, a pastor said that he was bringing one heart to crack case to me. As a young man, I think I was a lieutenant then, was bringing a heart to crack case and bringing him to me. I said, okay. The wife, the husband of this woman was a lecturer in a big institute, and she had for 14 years demonic affliction. She had lost her job because of it. They had gone to different places. So this pastor, I told them, I say, there's a great man of God. We take you there. Unfortunately, the day they came, I was wearing jalabia. I was watching Tom and Jerry. I'm not really a Tom and Jerry person. No. But I don't know how, why. That it was TV, that's local television, not that I put Tom and Jerry. So I heard a knock on the door and I went to open the door. It was the pastor with the woman and her husband. And then I said, you can come inside. They came inside, they looked, they saw the TV. It was Tom and Jerry. Tom was pursuing Jerry up and down. Then the man said, okay, well done. He told Pastor, so where's the man of God? Is he going inside to call the man of God? Pastor said, good day, sir. I said, good day. Pastor said, this is the man of God. The man looked at me, and you brought me all this way to come and waste my time here? Yeah? This young, that time God had not blessed me with a wife like this, you know. Now, I've seen great days. That time I was like pencil, like this. He said, this is the man of God, sir. You could see disappointment. He just sat down there. I said, please, 1 minute, let me get my Bible from inside. We just talked. I entered inside, came out with my Bible. I said, you see, the Bible says he was just looking. So when I talked, I asked the woman, so what is the problem? The woman was saying, sir, this problem started. The man just said, is the problem? If you are going to pray, you pray for her and let's finish this thing. But when you have power, it does not matter what you are wearing, no. When the anointing of God's spirit is upon you, you have gone beyond the laws of branding. People that are so concerned about, it's good to dress well, but people that are so concerned about the externals, It's because the internal is not strong. You see our brand, we have to go in a car. Which car? Corolla. How can you bring Corolla? How can you bring Corolla? We are going for a powerful, look for SUV, look for all those externals. It's because the internal is not strong. If the internal is strong, if people see power, anything outside will add to your image. If you leave this place with power, you go out, climb bicycle, they will say, and see how humble the man of God is. With all that power, is even bicycle, everything will be a plus to you. When he said that, I said, in that case, let us pray. As I said, in the name of Jesus, suddenly, the woman started talking with a male's voice. Oh, talking. I didn't even look in her direction. I said, it was something. I went to the man. I said, I am seeing that in your office, so and so is happening in your office. He said, man of God. Man of God. Dig your wells with the power of God. He was there. And then I came back to the wife. I heard growling. I said, you have tortured this woman enough. Leave now. I heard, what? I said, not on my capital. I just bought this one, no, don't throw anything here, don't try, just come out like a good boy. Every affliction is broken. I command it, every affliction is broken. One of our partners called when we came back from Bangladesh. They had a little boy, their baby. Baby started falling sick. They'd gone to the hospital, until they did a test and found out that it was SS. Sickle cell. They were crushed in spirit. But the wife kept telling him, if you recall Cornell, this affliction will be over. He said, amen. If you recall Cornell, this affliction will be over. Then one day, he called. I said, that thing is terminated now. His genotype changes to AA. During the week, they went for another test. Genotype had changed to AA. You know, there are people that say that it's possible that they did a mistake the first time. Not with the hardness of heart, not with the number that we have seen. Both in quick and in slow motion. My wife had a friend those days when we were going out. And the friend came and met her. Very lively lady, but she was sickle cell. And my wife said, if I pray with you, God will heal you. Because she was communicating with me and told me that this is what. So she prayed with the lady. This was November. So she went back and did a test. And she called my wife and said, no change, it's SSO. It's still SSO. The power of God does not come upon people for nothing. I just fell under the power. I stood up. Something has changed though. That's why I told you, mark the words that were spoken when the power of God came upon you. My wife said, no, this thing does not fail. God's power is at work in you. He said, hey, okay, amen. December, she went and did test. It was AS. Started rejoicing. Sent her a message. I'm AS now. Oh, praise God. I'm AS now. She said, no. God does not do half measures. So. This is a miracle in motion. It's just that God is showing us in slow motion. She went back in January and did a test. She was AA. Years ago, she's still alive, she's still happy, she's still AA. Every affliction is seized today. It terminated today. In the name of Jesus. Number two. First is cessation. Number two is catalyzation. That means that God makes things happen very fast for people. God introduces speed into your life. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. you have well seen, for I will esteem my word to do what? To perform it. Isaiah 60:22, the Bible says, the little one shall become a thousand, and the small one a great nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Oh, there are some of you, so what will happen between now and the end of this year will be like 10 years compressed together for you. Help has risen for you. From Zion's mount, help has risen for you. The Lord of the praise has risen for you. I am seeing mantles, catalyzation. That means that things are induced to happen. God short his time, compress his time for you. As who has wasted my time? I thought it would happen in 5 years. But now in 7 years, I should be a millionaire. This year you are a millionaire. It's prophetic catalyzation. The prophet said, where did he ask Ed? Where did he drop? Where did he drop? He said, put a stick, cast it into the water. Against the laws of nature. What would have taken divers time to look for? It floated to the surface. Prophetic catalyzation. Things that look far away are brought near. Manifestations that look like something for the next decade, they are dragged into the now. When the prophetic is around, you cannot plot graphs. Because those gentle slopes over time will become sudden ascents into the miraculous. Something is shifting. Something is changing. We are mounting up. Imagine some years ago, the power of God met us in a special way. And then from the meeting, there were two young men. In those days, we finished immersion late. Especially immersion exclusive. We finished 10, 11 o'clock. Almost midnight. So two young men, they tried to get a ride. They called their friends. They couldn't get a ride. They called their friends. They called them. They said, no ride, though. When they called, it was 2:40. 2:40. Where they were going was 10 kilometers away. So they started trekking. They were trekking, enjoying, basking in the presence of God, trekking. They saw an Aboki man selling some things. They bought from the Aboki man. They were even haggling over change. What about change? They finished. They continued talking and moving. They saw a bike man. It took them to a distance. They continued walking. When they got home, they opened the door, looked at the clock. It was 12:02. They called their friend that they called when they were leaving 10 kilometers ago. They called their second. What are, he said, I've told you there's no right. They said, no. We are trying to confirm. What time did we call you? He said, what do you mean? You just called me like 2 minutes ago now. They did all that thing that they did. God compressed it into 2 minutes. If you think that it takes God time to do anything, you don't know the power of the favor of God. You don't know the circuit of the Spirit. I am telling you, before the end of this year, you will see 10 years compressed into this year. My visions look scary, but they are true. I am seeing battens changing hands. They skip the person that legally is supposed to be given to. But they are being handed over to people in this place. By the favor of God. They are giving you schools to run. giving you companies to run. And people are angry that you are coming from nowhere. And they are giving you such responsibility, making you the sole runner of those things. But it's the favor of God. Things are shifting in your favor. I declare your joy has come. I declare a new season for you. I drag to shore your prosperity. I bring in your miracles by prophetic catalyzation in the name of Jesus. Some of you will not leave this place before the indicator of the miracle will spring forth. You won't leave this place tonight. As you are putting on your phone, you will see the sign that God has honored the word of his servant. Rejoice.
You have been listening to the Visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries, a God-breathed ministry with a mandate to lift believers into new levels of victory via the teaching of the word of faith and the release of the supernatural. To partner with us or to download more messages, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. You can follow us on social media at Manifold Grace Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Manifold Grace Ministries. God loves you.